net and for radio contact. How about it?
This is KI4DOS calling CQ with Blue Ridge. Your next call tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary and my location is in the entrance of Motion Manager Radio. This next call might be at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to land on the net for the RAG 2 portion. This being Wednesday night, the RAG 2 portion will be postponed a bit while we're having the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go to the RAG 2 portion. I'll stop it periodically for additional check-in. Had a few folks that used the pre-check-in function of the repeater tonight. I will go through those first, and then we'll go from there. I got W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred, and his sweet bride, N4IEI, that's an island, their drive for stress. KA5WLL, that's Mr. Keith. And KI4LCI, that's Mr. Candy, Sable Rock. And KW4TS, that's my buddy Jim, down in Belgium. And K4OSH, Mr. Pat, he's down in Baldy. KN4RJN, Mr. John Brown Summit, North Carolina. And KM4RGX, Mr. Carroll, he's over at Greenville. And N4DJZ, Mr. Jerry, he's down in Anderson. And KC4W, Mr. Phil, he's down in Anderson. And KO4RUR, Mr. Chris, and AA4RM, my name is Robert over here in Easley. And M4WM, Mr. Phil, down in Hartford, Georgia. And KI4MLN, Mr. Al, down in Baldwin. Appreciate all of you fine folks being with us tonight. Hope y'all are all doing well. Don't have anyone on that topic right now, so we'll move up to the alphabet, starting with N group of five on your net. KI4DOS.
DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. And my husband, Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rig. And our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
AOS. Please check in Kilowatt 4, Oscar India Mike, Walt, Lake Bowen in Inman. Gary, you got a lot of white noise on your signals and that. You're barely copyable. Pretty sure it's not me. I don't know if everybody else is receiving that you that way. Maybe I'm for a little ride, you.
Hello, signal duty.
4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena and her husband, Rick, KK4DMW. And their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. And K4OIM, Mr. Walt, up there at Lake Bowen in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Walt. Be back to you for some rag chew in just a little bit. How's the signal now?
Good.
You have to blow my ears off. I do appreciate it. I don't know what my radio sounds like unless somebody tells me, because I don't have a thing here to let me know how it sounds, but we got that corrected. And I think that other one that came in there was my buddy AK over here in Easley. AK, I appreciate it. If that was you.
That was me. Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. Name is Chad. QTH is in Campobello, and I'll hang around for some comments.
KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to my neighbor, AK, W4AKG, over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us, AK. Thanks for the comments. Tell Miss Teresa we said hello. And KO4NUE, Mr. Chad, up there at Campobello. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chad. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
To us. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4 NNH. My name is Fred, Mobile MP Montanite, 73DU Gary, and all in it. I'll be negative and negative.
For DLS.
Check in and out. W4MHE, that's Whiskey 4, Mike Hotel Echo, Melvin up here in Harrisonville, and KZ4 PAM, Pam, my wife. Thanks for calling the Negri. Have a good night.
Golf 4, Mike Charlie. This is Matt, Western Raymond County. I'll be negative and negative. 73, you and all the net, and Thomas Joy, I said hello.
We're DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I would like to say good evening to KO4NNH. Mr. Fred, he's mobile in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Fred. You be careful out there on the mobile. And W4MHE, Mr. Melvin, and his sweet bride, KZ4PAM. That's Miss Pam. You're up there in Hendersonville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Melvin. Tell Pam we said hello. And WG4MC, Mr. Matt, over there in Western Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matt. Thought I saw you pop up on Echo Link a minute ago, and then it dropped back out. I don't know if there's a problem with Echo Link tonight or not, but hopefully it's working. And Chad, KO4NUE, I do have you down for some... I didn't say that a minute ago, but I do have you listed. All righty, let's see here. Let's move up to the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in. Whiskey, Uniform 2 Tango, W2T, Rusty and Moore. No traffic, no comments tonight. Gary.
Net control. Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4 RYP. This is Anna. I'm in Campobello, and I'm negative for comments tonight.
November 4 Sierra, Chris N. Lyman. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and all the net.
Net control. Check in. 4.
Hubbard. We're DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I missed one in there. You're breaking up just a little bit into the repeater. We'll let you try it again in just a moment after I read these others that I did get. I'd like to say good evening to WU2T. That's Mr. Rusty over in Moore. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Rusty. And KO4RYP, Miss Anna up there at Campobello. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Anna. And KF4RVH, that's Mr. JD, he's over Berea. And WN4S, Mr. Chris, he's up in Lyman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. And the station I missed, I got KO4R, and I missed the next two letters. Try it again.
GWR,
Doug over there in Greenville County.
Hello,
Oscar 4, Gulf
50. Gotcha. Appreciate you being with us. You're dropping out of the repeater just a little bit. I don't know if you're on an HT or not. If you are, you're just a little bit off your X. But we got you in the log. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4-DOS. To the next group, which is Uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4-DOS.
KI-4-DOS. Check in November 4, Uniform Zulu. My name is Mike. Also check in Alpha Foxtrot 4 Echo Tango. That's my wife, Nancy. We over here in Suburbs Gray Court, man. We'll be negative and negative, 7-3.
West. November 1, X-ray, radio. Michael, I'm mobile and traveler dressed tonight. I'll be negative and negative.
West. 4 Zulu Hotel Foxtrot, keep you close. Good evening, Gary. Joe and everybody on there, just check me in and out.
US. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on that.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we'd like to say good evening to N4UZ, Mr. Mike. No, that's not right. That's N4UZ. Is that not right, Mike?
November 4, Uniform Zulu.
I corrected. I wrote it down wrong, but I looked at it and I said, that ain't right. But I got N4UZ, that's Mr. Mike, and his sweet bride, AF4ET, Miss Nancy. They're down there in the suburbs of Gray Court. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Mike. Tell Nancy we said hello. And N1XRR, Mr. Michael. He's mobile up there at Traveler's Rest tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Michael. You be careful out there on the mobile. And KE4ZHF, Mr. Keith. He's up there in Columbus. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Keith. And K4XB, Mr. Tommy, down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tommy. Tell Angela we said hello. Additional stations, Uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS. To the next group, to the front of the alphabet, A through D, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4DOS.
For DOS, November 4. Delta, India, Zulu, Joe and Traveler's Rest. Good evening, Gary and the net. I am negative and negative.
KI-4DOS. Oscar 4, Bravo, Delta Mike. Jim and Taylor's negative and negative.
KI-4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in. Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet Whiskey. W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Charlie Hotel Yankee,
K4CHY,
Keith and Seneca, negative and negative.
DOS. Whiskey 4, Charlie Tango Whiskey, W4CTW. This is Tyler and Taylor's. I'll be negative and negative. 7-3 to everyone out on the net.
Yeah, 4, DOS. Please check in. Kilo, Mike 4, Bravo, Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
P1CJW, that's Kilo 1, Charlie Juliet Whiskey. The name is Roland, and we live in Pickens, and negative and negative, and good evening to all.
For DOS. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative. 73s to you and everybody on the net tonight.
4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to N4DIZ, Mr. Joe up there in Traveler's Rest. Joe, I hadn't heard you in a long time. Hope you're doing well there, young man. Good hearing you on the air tonight. And KO4BDM, Mr. Jim, he's over at Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. And W4DJW, Mr. Dave over in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight. And KN4CHY, Mr. Keith, he's down in Seneca. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Keith. And W4CTW, Mr. Tyler, over in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tyler. And KM4BLH, that's Mr. Kurt, he's over in Greenville. Appreciate you being here, Kurt. And K1CJW, Mr. Roland, over in Pickens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Roland. And KB2BYQ, that's my neighbor Dave over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Gary, that was me a while ago, but I guess I better make it official and do my own call sign. This is Whiskey 4 Alpha Kilo Golf. Say hello to Mrs. Joy. We're negative.
W4AKG, that's my neighbor AK over here in Easley. AK, again, tell Miss Teresa we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Got an Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Hello, Gary. If you will, check in KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening, Gary, to yourself and all on that. No traffic and no queue, and do be sure, Gary, and tell me sure that we say hello.
And I would like to say good evening to KA4PQA, Mr. Stephen, down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Stephen. Tell Miss Jennifer we said hello, and I will relay your message to Joey. Let's move up to the Echo Through Hotel Group, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. And Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Cameron, North Carolina. Negative, negative night, Gary. Thanks.
DOS. Please check in Kilo Golf 4, Golf Foxtrot Uniform. That's KG4GFU. The name is John. Location is Pelzer. Greetings to you, Miss Joy, and everybody else out there in Radio Land, and there's a bunch of them. I'll be negative and negative tonight, sir, but I'll be listening for the swap net.
F4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening, KC4EZN. Mr. Harry up there in Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. And KG4GFU, Mr. John, no H, down there in Pelzer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, John. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Echo Through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Gary, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Echo Yankee Victor. That's KO4EYV. Name here is David. I am in Whitmire. No traffic, no comment. 73 to y'all.
Check in. Kilo Oscar 4, NDSCO Golf. Kilo 4, ISG, Daniel Hill, Gaston, Gaston County. No comments and no traffic. 73.
Net Control, please check in Kilo 4, Echo Charlie Mike. This is Andy in Spartanburg. Negative and negative.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to say good evening, KO4EYV, Mr. David, down there in Whitmire. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. And KO4ISG, that's Mr. Danny up there in Gastonia. Danny, you won the door prize tonight. You made number 50 on my log tonight. Appreciate you being with us. And K4ECM, that's Mr. Andy. He's over in Spartanburg. I like that call, Andy. You got electronic countermeasures. That's real good. I enjoy that. That's cute. But appreciate you being with us tonight, Andy. Let's move up to the to the patient group, to India through Lima group, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. And DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative and saying 73s for each one of you.
DOS. Hope you and Miss Joy are well. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Joy. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
For DOS.
Good evening, Gary. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
AOS. Check in. Kilo, Oscar, 4. Juliet, Kilo, Victor. KO4, JKV. My name is Duncan in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. And 73 to everybody on the net.
Check in, KO4, KHD, Kilo, Oscar 4, Kilo, Hotel Uniform, George in Simpsonville.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening, KK4JFO, Master James up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. And W4IOE, Mr. Sid, he's up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sid. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello. And KO4JKV, Mr. Duncan, up there in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Duncan. And KO4KHU, Mr. George, down in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, George. And K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy, and she's in there watching the Olympics tonight in the other room. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in case Wendy has not done so already. Whiskey 2, Mike Juliet Bravo. W2MJB, Mark in Simpsonville. And also checking my wife Wendy, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa. That's KN4HTP. She's checking in via phone if she hasn't already. And 7-3, and I'll be short time tonight. 7-3.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to W2MJB. That's Mr. Mark. He's down in Simpsonville. And his sweet bride, KN4HTP. That's Miss Wendy. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Mark. Tell Wendy we said hello. And she popped up on Echo Link, but then she dropped right back out. I don't know what happened, but glad you came back and got you and Wendy on the log tonight. Do appreciate it. Hope y'all are doing well. Let's open it up to the big group all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
AOS.
And to you and everyone, please check in and out. KI4VLW Randy. KJ4CRL Linda in Asheville.
AOS. K4ROW. Kilo 4, Romeo, Oscar, Whiskey, Richard, and Greenville. No traffic, no round table. Thank you for being here, buddy.
DOS.
DOS, please check in. Whiskey Alpha 4, Kilo Charlie, 1 in Greenville. No traffic, no comment, but listening. 73.
4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KI4VLW, Mr. Randy, and his sweet bride, KJ4CRL. That's Miss Linda. They're up there in Asheville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Randy. Tell Linda we said hello. And K4ROW, Mr. Richard, over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. Hope you're doing well. And WA4KC, that's my buddy Juan over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Juan. Tell Carolina and the rest of the family we said hello. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Check in and out. KI4VIS, Ricky. Just check me in and out, Gary.
Like I say, good evening. KI4VIS, Mr. Ricky up there in Fingerville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ricky. Hope you're doing well. Got a question for you real quick. Looking for an amplifier. You don't have any, do you?
Yeah, I got a couple. I got a QRO. It's got 2 500Zs in it I want to sell, and I got a AL-1200, but I'm thinking about doing a little trading with another man on another amp with it, so I got that QRO, and then I got a 3K Henry.
If you don't mind giving me your phone number, give me your phone number, and I'll have this fella call you.
Wait. 817-1557.
And I just hadn't heard you in a while, and I knew you normally had one or two of those hanging around. And I got a gentleman looking for one, and I'll shoot him an email and give him your phone number and let him contact you. Over.
All right, I appreciate it. Have a good night, Gary.
Thanks for being with us. Anyone else all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS. Going to about wrap up that for the time being. This is KI4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net. Thanks for all those folks checking in with us tonight. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag chute portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Is there anyone out there with anything they would like to add to the SwapNet book or anything I need to take off of the SwapNet book? Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, KO4NUE. Chad here, Gary. Can you please add to the SwapNet book? I am in need of an amplifier. And I suspect that the one that you just called out for, I might be that guy. I'm not sure. But I am looking for an amplifier, KO4NUE.
I had an email from you, I do believe, and that's the one I was thinking about. I don't know if you copied Ricky or not, but he's got a couple up there that he wouldn't mind letting go of if you want his number.
No, sir, I'm already ahead of you, Gary. I've already got the number down, and after the net, I'll be giving him a holler. Thank you, sir.
We hope you and Ricky can get together. Ricky's a real nice fella. He don't live too terribly far from you. He lives up there in Fingerville.
Hey, Gary, W4SD. Do you know what the other amp was he had? He said a couple. What was the other one? Do you know?
A QRO with 2 500Zs in it and a 3K Henry. He also has an Ameritron AL-1200 that he's talking to another guy about doing some trading with there, Fred.
Hey, if you don't mind sending me, Gary, email me or text me a little later. Lightning got my L4B the other night, so I may be looking for an amp as well.
But I hate that, Fred. Did it take out the power supply?
No, it seemed to mess up the relay and switching, so guy in Virginia took my fix in it, but I don't know at what point you cut your losses and get another one, but it's got all the mods in it, the Harbach and Soft Stop mod and all that, so maybe worth fixing here. I don't know.
Well, I'll, I'll shoot you a text message with Ricky's name and phone number on it.
Thank you. Appreciate that, Gary. W4FCM.
I did about your L4B. That was a super amplifier, no doubt. But I'll shoot that to you in just a little bit. I don't have my phone with me right now. I'd go ahead and do it now, but I'll do it when I get off the net here in just a little bit. Anything else they would like to add or anything I need to take off of the SwampNet book? Call KI4DOS. KOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter SwampNet. SwampNet book's getting kind of thin tonight, but I've got some things on coming up in the next week or two, so it should be picking up again here shortly. First item we got up on the SwampNet book tonight is for sale. It's a Kenwood MC80 desk mic. They said this thing is almost brand new. They hadn't used it very much, and they would like $85 for it. Does anyone need any feels? Up is looking for, I've got a fellow looking for a computer. His computer died, and he is looking for a computer that, there are some out there that aren't supported anymore, but he just needs a new computer. Does anyone need any feels? Them up is for sale. It's a Tentec 555. That's a 50-watt transceiver. It has the 20-meter module for it. This meter works off of modules that you plug in. He said the SWR meter does not work, but everything else works fine, and he would like $200 for it. Does anyone need any feels? The item we got on the SwampNet book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's an ICOM ID880H. This is a digital dual band 2-meter 440. Does D-Star. He's got the separation cable, the HM133 hand mic, the mounting brackets, the manual, and the box. And he would like $235 for it. Does anyone need any feels? I'm going to conclude the reading of the SwampNet book tonight. That's all the folks I got listed down. All the stuff I got on the SwampNet book. I appreciate all you fine folks stayed around and listened to the reading of the SwampNet book. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start to rank you? Call KI4DOS.
Yes.
Buddy, hadn't heard you in a while. Hope you're doing well. KA4END, Mr. Buddy over there in Taylor's. Buddy, hope everything's well with the family. Tell everybody we said hello and y'all take care. Hope y'all are doing well.
If you want, it's not as good as expected, but everything's going pretty good. Appreciate that. KA4END.
Y'all take care. Any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start to rag you? Call KI4DOS. I got up on the clean, shiny, dry stump tonight is Mr. Walt, K4OIM, up there at Lake Bowen and Mr. in Inman. Mr. Walt, what have you been up to today?
This boy come up here to put the freeze plug in my truck. He jacked it up and got under there, and I put water in the radiator, and it went right straight out. And he said if it was a freeze plug, it was behind the exhaust manifold on the driver's side, and that would require taking the motor mount loose, which I know you don't have to do. You take that one bolt out of the engine that goes down in that little 302 and jack the motor up. And if it's behind that exhaust manifold, that's going to have to be taken off. And it hasn't been took off, I guess, since the old truck was first sold or put together. And that I am not about to take on because I know every bolt in there will ring off. So I'm going to try to crawl under there tomorrow. The only light he had was his cell phone, and I offered him a regular flashlight. Oh, I'm okay. And he crawled out. His girlfriend was sitting here waiting on him, and
I gave him $20 for looking at it, and he was happy and on his way. But other than that, last night, I don't know if he was around for the beginning of my net, but I'd asked Dave last week because a week ago Tuesday, we had a bad storm up here, and I asked Dave if it was all right if during them instances like that, if I shortened the net. And Dave told me, he said, Walt, you're the net control. You're in charge. Do what you want to do. Well, there's not that many people stick around for rag shoot. What you say, I am now securing the formal portion of the net they secure. And I've had guys coming on here during the rag shoot asking me questions. You guys, I can help them out with antennas and all of that. But when it comes to adding SDR dongle to your transmitter and the same antenna, I told him I believe there ain't no way to do it. I don't know. I said, you'll have to ask somebody on the net with more experience, but there's not many people that stick around for that. So last night, I announced at the beginning of the net that after the rag shoot portion, I would close the net and have a round table. And man, I had people telling me that was the greatest idea I ever had. I didn't get out of the shack night or 12 o'clock last night. And I done closed the net down and had the round table. And had guys asking all kinds of questions and answering questions. And I really enjoyed it. And then after I went ahead and signed off, I'm so good at KN4RJN, our buddy John up there in Brown Summit. He called me because one guy on the net wanted to know what SOS meant and where it came from. And K1 CJW Roland over in Pickens, he chimed in and said that originated after the sinking of the Titanic, and it was in 1912 or after 1912, and it meant save our ship. But John, he called me and said, Walt, that originated, the first country to use it was the Germans. I believe he said in 1818 or something like that, and it didn't officially become the international distress signal, I believe he said, to a, seemed like it was 1918 or sometime in the early 1920s. But it gets interesting.
I'm sorry you're having so much trouble with your with the freeze plug, if that's what it is on your truck. I'm with you. I believe I'd try to get back under there with a decent light and see where that's actually coming from. But I hate that for you. That can be a job. My son had a Ford Thunderbird, and he thought that a rear freeze plug on that particular engine is underneath the transmission bell housing. And he got a fella to pull it off and pull the transmission out. Of course, took him almost half a day to pull the transmission and stuff out and find out if the freeze plug was okay. But come to find out, he had a plastic intake on that thing, and that's the plastic on that intake up there, the water, well, I can't think what I'm trying to say now. Anyway, the water that goes through the intake manifold, cracked, and that's where all the water was coming from, and it wasn't even a freeze plug. So he spent $150 to get this boy to pull that transmission and all that out. And the guy told him, he said, "I ain't going to charge you nothing." I told my son, I said, "You pay the man. He did the work." But I understand that. Being a net controller, you are in charge of the net. You do as you see fit as far as that goes. I had a person ask me one time, he said, "Well, why do you call a net in a thunderstorm?" I said, "Well, if we have an emergency and it's thundering and lightning outside, are you going to unplug your radios and undo your coaxes and all of that, or are you going to get on there and try to find out what's going on or try to help somebody?" And he started laughing. He said, "Well, you got a point there." But you do have control of it as far as that goes, because you are the net control. And as far as the round tables go, gosh, here it's been a good many years ago. We'd close the net out, maybe, who knows what time. Might close it out at 10 or 9:30 or whatever. But about 10 or 10:15, 10:30, 11 o'clock, there'd people come in there. And we'd have a round table, and that thing would go probably 2 o'clock or later in the morning. But that's a lot of fun, you know, when you can get in there and talk to people and just have a good round table and ask questions and answer questions and just shoot the breeze and just have a good time.
Always heard if we don't use the frequency spectrum or AT&T, it'll be on in it. FCC will sell it if we don't use it. And, we had a good time last night. KJ4WZM, Daniel, he got in there every week now after I close the net down. Daniel will come back and jump in, and Jeff, he's a new guy. I can't think of his call over there in Greenville. He's got the same disease I've got in my legs, except his has already progressed pretty bad. And, he gets in there talking, and he's got a radio that he ordered that's not in it don't even have a faceplate on it. But that thing has got the best sounding audio I ever heard in my life. And I think he said it cost $125 from, I don't know if he said Gigaparts or HRO, but man, that is one sweet sounding radio. He said the only thing he don't like about it, it's got a modular mic connection, sort of like a regular home telephone, and the doggone thing keeps coming unplugged on him.
That's not KC8ZYB, Jeff, over in Greenville, is it?
Sure is. So you've heard that radio.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've heard it. And it is good sounding radio. But a lot of times, it's, a lot of folks change the microphones and all of this. I used to have an old Tentec. No, it wasn't. It was a Drake TR7, Drake TR7. And I had an old Turner microphone, and I can't remember the model number on it right off the top of my head. But everybody accused me of running an amplifier all the time, Walt, and I'd be running less than 100 watts because I turned the power down on it. I didn't want to. That particular radio would go up to about 250 watts, if I'm not mistaken, if you peaked it up. I never ran it very hard, and I was going to run it with the amplifier I've got here, this 30L1, but I decided not to. Started having some trouble with the band switch, and I found the band switch, but goodness gracious, you got to disassemble the whole radio to put the band switch in.
True that. Some of these old Bose Anchor receivers I've got. And every time I'd buy
like I'd go to the flea market and find a analog boat meter or something, especially the old Army surplus. I'd love getting a hold of them things and taking the man switch out of. That thing was some up 6 or 8 inches long with 5 or 6 wafers on it. I'd take them out, clean them up, and always put them back because you can always shorten them and change the wafers and all, and they come in real handy in restoring some of these old boat anchors. I got boxes and boxes of parts back there. I'm sort of a hoarder on these radio parts because I know they're getting hard to come by. Any tube I pull that's good, I'll keep them tubes. The old 6-boat tubes are getting really hard to come by. You got a better chance of finding a good used one than you'll have finding a new one or a new old stock one, Gary.
COS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with K4OYM. Mr. Walt, but yeah, you're right about that, Walt. I used to have a big old junk box out there, and I kept all that stuff in, and I had a friend, a fella Ham, wanted to come over and go through my junk box, and he got in there, he thought he was a kid in a candy store, digging through that stuff, and he got a bunch of stuff from me that I just gave it to him because I wasn't going to use it. And he carried it and built him a homebrew amplifier. And boy, you talking about something that worked real well and was pretty to look at. I mean, I tell you what, he took his time with it and he flat did a job on it. One thing that's getting real hard to find is those ceramic plate caps. You can't hardly find those.
I got a few of them back there. I ain't got one junk box. I got 4 or 5 of them back there. That down here in my camper, I've got the bathtub back there full of boxes of junk parts, and I've got boxes all in the floor in the bathroom. I'm going to have to take them out and clean that bathroom out and take them junk parts, I hate to do it, and put them out there in that outside storage building. As sure as I'm going to be going into one of these boat anchors and, oh, I got that part, where is it? Out there in the storage building, so I'll have to hobble out there and dig it out as quick. And I guarantee it'll happen within a week or two of the time I get my grandson to help me and get all this stuff out there.
If you were finished with your statement or if you just dropped out, but I would make a suggestion. If I were going to put it out there in outside someplace, make you an inventory list of what's in each box and label the box, you know, whether it be 1, 2, 3, A, B, C, or whatever. And then if you need a part, you can go right over there to your inventory list and go right down through it and find out where it's at, which box is in, and that'll save you a whole lot of time and energy.
K4OIM with K4 DOS, or KI4DOS. Gary, I ordered... I've got a brand new external hard drive I have never hooked up, and it's in here somewhere. It's probably back there in one of those junk boxes. I've misplaced it. But I ordered me a pack of 5 flash drives today, and that's a good idea. I'll download and put it on one of them flash drives and have it in here in the shack with me. I'm glad you recommended that. I hadn't even thought about it. But, I'm glad I got out there, me and my grandson. We got my deck built and painted and all. I think we got through with it last Friday. And I need to put another coat of paint on it. I'm trying not to do too much, but if I just give up and sit down, I know your health goes down faster. And I'm trying to do as much as possible without overdoing myself. And anyway, I know you've got somebody else up for right you, I think. So I'll say 7-3s, Gary. It's always good to talk to you. And I'll say 7-3s, and I'll still be sitting here listening, and I'll be clear on your final, Gary. K-4-DOS, K-4-OIM.
Well, you take care. Good talking with you as always, and I'll have to come back over and see you dig. I'm sure that'd be a whole lot better than what you had going in and out of your shack out there. But you take care, be careful, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KO4OLK, Stephen. I'm in Pendleton tonight. Sorry for the late check-in. I got sidetracked, but I'm here now.
Thanks, say good evening. KO4OLK, Mr. Stephen, down there in Pendleton. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Stephen. And, Stephen, you're never late till we close the net out. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us tonight. Next up on the stump is KO4NUE, Mr. Chad, up there in Campobello. Chad, what have you been up to today, young man?
Hey, Gary, how are you? This is KO4NUE down in Campobello. And I just got back from Richmond, Virginia. Had to go up with a family member and go visit the VA, take care of some medical issues up there. And made the long trip back home yesterday. Stopped off right there at the Virginia, North Carolina line and decided I'd buy me a bag of peaches up in Virginia. And I just would like to make a recommendation. I think tobacco is about the only thing they're good at growing up there because it sure ain't a peach. So I cut one and tried it, couldn't hardly eat it. I thought it was bad and went and got another one. It tastes the same. So I just make a recommendation, don't buy any peaches in Virginia. Thing is, I got my antenna tuner in today. Got it in today and got it installed. And been up on the South Carolina single sideband and have been studying to be a traffic handler up on South Carolina single sideband and got Roger and George trying to teach me how to send radiograms. I sent one to Walt the other night on the Caesar's Head net. I don't know if that's allowed on the 2-meter net or not, but it's fun trying to learn how that works and how to send traffic and so on and so forth. And I figured maybe if we could get traffic count up a little bit, that counts on the FCC too. So that's about it on my end, Gary. I just wanted to give you an update and kind of let you know, don't buy peaches from Virginia. I'm studying radiograms and just want to say hello to you, sir.
I hate that you had to make a trip up to Richmond, Virginia, but that's a pleasant little ride. That's not that bad. At least it's not to me, but there again, I drove a truck 45 years, so yeah, driving don't bother me at all. And I don't like getting out on the interstate anymore. I told my wife, I said, you know, I'm glad I don't have to do that every day anymore. And she said, me too. She's glad I don't have to do it either. But there's a whole lot more traffic out there now than there were 45 years ago when I first started driving a truck. Been longer than that now. But when I started driving a truck, you know, it was not as bad as it is out there now. Not as much traffic. But never bought any peaches up there in Virginia. Bought a lot of other stuff, but ain't never bought no peaches. But I'll keep that in mind.
is sending traffic over 2 meters. Yes, that is allowed, and there's no problem with that whatsoever. As a matter of fact, we have had people that checked in the net here on 2 meters that picked up messages off of the South Carolina single sideband net or some other traffic net and brought it to our net and passed it from there. There's only one thing about these canned messages that they get on the sideband net. Sometimes you run into a little problem with those, but it's not very often. I have taken and passed traffic from there and passed it here, and well, we pass it through the computer now. You know, our net report is a piece of traffic, so we don't format it as formally as they do on the sideband net. But that's part of what we're here for.